Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels and, of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za. Of recent years, Jaguar has made fine cars. Cars I've loved, but not cars that felt Jaguar-ish. The name has a special meaning for me, filled with awe and nostalgia. Some of it was even earned, and we don't mention the 1980s. I've just given back the electric Jaguar I-Pace, the car that should feel as un-Jaguar-ish as can be, as distant from endless yards of V8 heads and spark plug cables neatly loomed and banks of SU carbs and the smell of oil as you can possibly get. Yet the electric Jag felt electrifying, epitomizing Lion's vision of Jaguar's grace, pace, and space. 0 to 100 in under 5 seconds, wafting in elegance and really whisper-like comfort. Yes, the beast doesn't have a growl, but it does have claws, and it feels fast and yet unrushed. The electric mass easy to balance at the limit. The suspension is superb, absorbing, wafting, and then handling the taut suspension at the absolute edge. Good range for an electric with actual usable range of over 450 kilometers. And at 22 kilowatts per 100 kilometers achieved, the running cost should be under 70 rand for each century of power. The looks are tastefully avant-garde. The flat grille saying Jaguar, but firmly electric. A good balance of the masculine and the feminine in a car that feels like a shooting brake-style wagon, or SUV as I'm supposed to say these days. And it has off-road modes and even variable height suspension for the annual grouse hunt, if that is your bent. I love the balance of analog and digital through the car. And with those of a modern variety, including a heads-up display where they make sense. But there's an actual dial for volume, and climate knobs are a work of complicated simplicity and art. Let me explain. Twist the big knurled aluminium-esque dials, one for the driver and one for the passenger, and they adjust the temperature just as you expect. With a digital TFT screen style at its center, clearly displaying what you just did and what you need to do. Push it in and it flips to seat heating and cooling. The same dial now has a new function and it's intuitive. Pull it out and now it's for fan control. Brilliant, easy and obvious. No need for complicated menus, although those are available if that's your thing. If you want to take your eyes off the road, that is, which you could do with all of the modern driving aids, the adaptive cruise control, while we're talking about it, is about the best I've tested. Happy to pull off from a dead stop in traffic. You don't need to prompt it with a button or a prod of the accelerator. That is if the car in front of you moves, keeping to the lane and not trying to harm you in any way. Perfect for that rush hour traffic. I found this model had adequate cameras and beep-beeps, but I have had better from Jaguar and other cars, which I previously waxed lyrical about. This may be a spec issue. A tinted panoramic roof that doesn't open is an example to other makers of how to do this kind of thing. I also loved the laminated side glass that was properly dark. It really was good. It just helped with the ambience and the noise levels in the car. Now for some eccentric British weirdness, because what would a Jag be without that? The boot is filled with a full-size spare tire, beautifully covered, gracefully tied down with chrome fixtures. You'll get a few supermarket bags in there around the wheel, but not the stuff you need for that grouse hunt or the golf course. To do that, you need to leave the spare in the garage and rely on Jag's included call-out service for the day you get an actual puncture. The spacious cat is happy for you to tow 750 kilograms with this one. It produces 400 kilowatts and 696 newton meters through a single speed box, so it accelerates like hell until it tops out at 200. Not bad for 2.25 tons of scale electric. Now for the bad stuff. The base price is 2.455 million, and as tested, it was a lot closer to 2.6 million, with tasty add-ons like that suspension and leather and the like. But I seriously resented giving this one back. Well done, Jaguar. That's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on social media, and of course the podcast at fmr.co.za.